Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you like on the Honda you love. I'm Winston Harrison. Here's what's happening. As ballots are being recounted in Pennsylvania's U.S. Senate race, the state's highest court gives a legal blow to the Bob Casey campaign. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court singles out three southeastern PA counties as it rules undated or misdated mail-in and absentee ballots cannot be counted. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwitt reports.
The 4-3 ruling from the Pennsylvania Supreme Court applies to all 67 counties in Pennsylvania, but singles out Philadelphia, Bucks, and Montgomery counties. It says all county elections officials must comply with prior rulings from the state Supreme Court that any mail-in or absentee ballots that do not have the correct date and signature on the declaration on the outside of the envelope cannot be counted. In a concurring opinion, Justice Kevin Brobson says he agrees with the ruling, but wants to make it clear counties do not have, in his words, the authority to ignore election code provisions they believe are unconstitutional. Justice Christine Donahue authored a dissenting opinion saying county courts should have made this decision rather than the state Supreme Court, exercising extraordinary jurisdiction. After the issue became social media fodder and national news, Bucks County officials had released a statement saying the idea they're trying to influence the outcome of an election is nonsense. They say they've consistently fought to protect the rights of registered voters, regardless of who they vote for.
The divided ruling comes as the mandatory recount began Monday in the state's U.S. Senate race between incumbent Bob Casey and his opponent, Republican Dave McCormick. Before the recount, McCormick held about an 18,000 vote lead over Casey. Three young men have been sentenced to life in prison after being convicted last week in the 2021 ambush shooting deaths of two teens on the streets of West Philadelphia. KYW's Matt Cawthon has more.
Nasir Brooks was 17 in June 2021 when he was gunned down on Arch Street in West Philadelphia. Stephen Griffin was 18. The gunmen, Rafiq Tiggle and Isaiah Jones, were 22 and 18 years old. The getaway driver, Tariq Chambers, was 19.
It is, in fact, tragedy all around for the families of all five of those people who have, one way or another, essentially lost their lives.
District Attorney Larry Krasner announced the convictions of Tiggle, Jones, and Chambers, all now in their early to mid-20s. They will each serve two consecutive life sentences without parole. Assistant District Attorney Sean Perez says on June 11, 2021, the trio went looking for Brooks and Griffin.
As those victims walked down 55th and turned right onto Arch Street, turning their back on the car, Mr. Jones and Mr. Tiggle got out and fired 16 shots, killing both in the street.
Krasner says there's been just over 220 homicides this year, down from 372 at this point last year. Police have arrested a man in connection with two separate sexual assaults in South Philadelphia they say happened just hours apart. Authorities say 22-year-old Abdul Ford forcefully grabbed two people from behind and sexually assaulted them overnight in the city's Point Breeze neighborhood. The first incident happening close to 11 o'clock Sunday night on Point Breeze Avenue near Tasker Street. The second victim attacked around 1:30 Monday morning just blocks away on Morton Street near 20th. Police say both victims were able to get away from Ford. They say he was tracked down through a phone he stole from one of the victims. Ford is charged with rape, sexual assault, and related offenses. Philadelphia's animal care and control provider is in desperate need of adopters and fosters. KYW's John B. Devitt reports Act Philly is being forced to euthanize dogs because there is no room at the shelter to care for them.
Dogs are being put down at the city's only open intake animal shelter, not necessarily because of behavioral issues, but mostly because of lack of space. Sarah Barnett is the executive director here at ACT.
We start with the dogs who've been with us the longest. So every day, a couple dogs are timestamped for 5 days. So a dog timestamped today has a post on the website and everywhere saying, okay, if this dog does not find placement by Saturday, the dog will be euthanized. And it goes into detail about the dog and why they're here and everything we know about them. And it's not something we like to do. And we also find that the majority of those dogs do find placement because of their urgency.
ACT is offering $10 adoption fees for harder-to-place dogs 40 pounds or heavier. A positive sign of sorts for SEPTA riders. The transit agency and its largest union are still making progress at the bargaining table, so SEPTA workers aren't planning to strike anytime soon. Talks have wrapped up for the day. They'll resume on Wednesday, as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
So far, no strike against SEPTA, says Transport Workers Union Local 234 President Brian Pollitt.
We both agreed to continue talking. We're not pulling the plug. As of yet, we're going to continue talking.
Pollitt, whose union represents 5,000 bus, trolley, and subway operators, says some progress has been made in safety and security issues, with SEPTA agreeing to pilot bulletproof enclosures on 8 vehicles. Emerging from negotiations Monday, Pollitt said with SEPTA facing a $240 million structural deficit and no state transit funding solution on the horizon, the union is looking at a one-year contract.
We've all agreed that it's going to be a year, but you know, the wage increases is up in the air.
Pollitt says Local 234 has been in contact with the leadership of suburban SEPTA drivers and the city's District Council 33 about a possible joint job action, but for now, that's on hold. In Old City, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the Old Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime with the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.